The city of Wilmington has named November 10th, 1898 Day. It was 120 years ago that a white mob seized local government, burned an unknown number of people, and burned down the only black-owned daily newspaper. People can now read the 7 surviving issues of the Daily Record online on the NC Digital Heritage Center. They've been available on that site since last year. It was 3 weeks before the coup d'etat that Alex Manley, the African-American publisher, put out an editorial seeking to quell rumors of an impending white uprising. Cash Michaels, a prominent black journalist, reads an excerpt.
"Those willing to shoot or kill, surely they would stop long enough to think who it is that they would thus murder. If Wilmington was the half-civilized town some try to make it appear to be, there might be indeed danger, but such is not the case."
Scholars debate whether Manley wrote the editorial, but the piece was wrong. Just 21 days later, the white mob burned down the building that housed the Daily Record, drove elected officials from office, and citizens from their homes. The death toll is still unknown. A candlelight vigil to commemorate the coup takes place at the 1898 Monument and Memorial Park tomorrow at noon. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.